The European Parliament's Brexit point man says that Britain must quickly end the uncertainty over exit talks caused by chaotic election results. Guy Verhofstadt says that years of uncertainty over Britain's membership in the EU have paralyzed the union. He said that they are eagerly waiting to know the British government's position on the negotiations. He urged the British Prime Minister to avoid a hard Brexit following last week's general election results. Brexit talks were initially due to begin next Monday, but last Thursday's election has thrown the timetable into doubt. Ian Williams, senior analyst at Foreign Policy in Focus, joins us from New York. So the drama continues. I'd like to find out from you first your reaction about what James Corbyn said. It's been, I think, 3 days now. He said that the Prime Minister Theresa May will be ousted within days.
Well, inshallah, as they say in some parts of the world. I don't think it will take much longer. I think her colleagues will get rid of her before anybody else, before Labour or anybody else moves in on it. The Conservatives are ruthless with people they consider failures. And they deal with it internally without much fuss and without big public displays. I think she'll get a delegation of senior party officials who will tell her it's time to go.
And do you think then what the scenario that's going to be played out is what? That they're going to pick somebody from within to lead a party? Obviously, there's going to be elections that are going to be called. And, of course, then the Brexit talks.
Well, of course, Boris Johnson has been angling for this position from the beginning. You know, he is typical of what's actually caused this chaos. He supported Brexit and the referendum as a means of becoming the party leader, not because he in any way believed in it. Now he will be coming back, but he's sort of tied his chariot to the Brexit horse, and it will make him a very difficult negotiating partner in terms of actually getting anything. I mean, the signs are in Europe that they're really sick of the Conservatives' exasperating behavior, which is symbolic of Britain's attitude to the European Union. They did not take the European Union seriously enough to avoid treating it as a plaything, as an internal party squabble over Brexit and to get the leadership. So in some ways, some people in Europe think that without Britain, the European Union will be advancing much closer to proper unity, better cooperation. But the other point of view is that Britain was the America's Trojan horse in the United Nations. And of course, yes, it might be a Trojan horse, but it's not America's Trojan horse anymore because Donald Trump has shown he has no intention of moving any troops into the horse and getting into Europe. He doesn't care. So it leaves Britain a bit at sea. It doesn't have an American ally it can rely upon, which is what it's held off against European unity for many years, because it had a fallback position with the US, with the alleged special relationship. It doesn't have that anymore, so it doesn't have the options it used to. It's going to make it extremely difficult with the negotiations, because whoever the Prime Minister is going to negotiate in the next few days with Brexit, he or she is going to negotiate from a position of being disowned by the electorate and increasing signs of restiveness on the part of others. The DUP, the bigoted Ulster Conservative Nationalist Party that they have been they're dealing with, was supported Brexit but does not want a hard Brexit because it realizes that a serious land border in between Northern and Southern Ireland would be disastrous for the Northern Irish economy. There are not many good options open for Britain at the moment. And the retention of Theresa May will possibly be the worst of the many options open.
Thank you, Ian Williams, senior analyst at Foreign Policy in Focus.